quite a village of today, the next few seconds are going. And then tomorrow we shall travel on the Klachas, and Tuesday we're going to learn inside how the Torah brings down 9 seconds. It's fascinating. The Torah and how the Morgan Abram gets on the Torah and how Ricky Vega gets on the Morgan Abram. And the Torah brings many, many cases over here with Shinuyim from Rashi and from Tosfos. We're going to see if you see everything inside. I already have a printed out. I'll be delivered in the morning because it's Shabbat Shalom and Klachas. Sakti Gemara. All of Vodak Belay Ashkach. A guy saw a mouse come into the house and he goes and checks the whole house and he can't find it. Looked at their mayor one, but I think he's a man there one at the time. Mayor Kodosh of Cheskas Tumo. That's how you know that there's a place that has Tumo in it. Even though you checked, like Rashi speaks out to a cock or elum, you checked as much as you could, as much as what's normal. Still tummy. Homer and Brady got to McGill to sell the car to Basula until you get to the end, which is Basula the claim, which means nobody touched it before. And you did your best and goodbye. And then we take on, by the way, that it's not dear and you're torn for going. Okay? That's the most likely to me. Now I want to stop here. Before I see the Rashi inside, before I see the text inside, I want to ask a question on the Gemara here. Gemara, clear, well, why is Gemara being done for a man that I want to know? I want to build something out of each of these cases. What wasn't Gemara being there? I want to teach you how to look at the Gemara. What wasn't Gemara being there? I want to. What I mean to say is that we have a case over here where I saw Chametz going. I have a case over here where I saw Chametz going, right? And, but I can't find it. So the Gemara wants to show too that the same way a man that I want to argue what happens by Toma. You can't find it. In the same way, I'm like, it's better than my biggest home. But Rashi Kumar says like that, because Rashi says that over here, a man is waiting because name Machaltiya. But besides that, before that, what's the fundamental shadow? The fundamental shadow is, Machaltiya is a man of one thing more. He says that over here, a man is waiting. That's what Rashi is. Amrinon, Ach Barach, the biggest home of one. Amrinon, we'll get to that Amrinon in a second. It's very interesting. Savakasha. Why do we bring a man to Rabbanon? Because what I meant to say is that fundamentally, following a man to Rabbanon. That means, according to a mayor who says that the thing continues to be Tommy, so Vidika's Chomis, you'll have to be fishers for the Vidika's Chomis, correct? That's what it means. Check today's Akash over here. What am I going to do? I'm going to look again. I think it helped me. I already did a thorough check. I'm talking to a man about what the test is. Akash is going to be very interesting, fascinating. We'll get to that in a second. But the Gemara said that in a case where a guy saw an achbar bringing chametz, so there's vada chai bedika, and you check and you can't find it, which creates a huge suffix. So the same way Rameir says that when, in the case of tumer, the tummy stays, we don't say that it went somewhere, it's by chametz, you say the chametz is there, and what do you do? You have to check again. How can you check again? So he says the kasha, we'll see some what the terrorist is in a few minutes. It's not a kasha. I just need kasha. I understand. That's for sure. That according to a mayor who says if you saw Tumah go in and you checked, you went down till Karka Basula, you went down till the Sela, there's a reasonable chance that it disappeared, correct? That means that a mayor says that it's Tumah is only a suffering, that's for sure. That's a no-brainer. Agreed? It's at best a suffering, by the way. I mean, the pastor, like the Rabbonim, by the way, the guy did a thorough check. In the case of Tumah, by the way, we're going to see in a minute in Dikos Chometz, it's all the places to check. But by the tumor, you went down to the bottom. You went down to, you hit the core of the earth. You're the next layer of the globe. What's the problem? It's not here. You shifted out of the earth. So it's a suffix, right? Savakash. Why do you say suffix? Rashi says that over here, Meir's Moida, on Renon, we take on that it ate it. I don't think on Renon, how is that? Is that what Rashi meant, by the way? That was stickled deer, not like that. Rashi says, Omrina. Did you notice, by the way, that when Tosfos quotes the Rashi, he says, Amer. I once heard this from Boshar. He made all trask about this. He says, Rashi cursed the Philo Meir, Omrina, Amer. Maybe there it is. Rashi doesn't say Amer. Precious Arena, we name on. We name on the dark raid. Yes, come on to we name on the dark raid. We're actually going to say all about this, by the way. Since there's such a shasha raid that disappeared. And it's another one. So we name on the dark raid. We explain the array with that, brachot there, correct? I'm asking a different question. Yes, come on to that. What's up with something? You don't know. Be back. The mayor, in the best case scenario, is a suffix. It's not more than that, okay? More than a suffix it can't be. There's a very substantial reason over here to believe that the Chomet disappeared. What happened to the suffix of Ronald Kula? The Rashi has to come on to a whole new part. Ain't Amina, we take on. And the mayor's waiting over here, but the Gemara, by the way, meant to say the Pasha. Instead of telling me a Rabbana, correct? Was it a Rabbana? In the best case scenario, it's a Rabbana. Tell me, the Ronald Kula. So this is a big idea. This is another marker to Shita's Rashi that we don't say Sofik to Ronald Kula Bechametz. This is another marker to Rashi that we don't say Sofik to Ronald Kula Bechametz. It's a more unique marker. This already is not a complicated marker. There's a marker from the Gemara itself. What's the most important Rebbe and Rabbanon? Hayala Ladaz, is anybody in the right mind going to say that the mayor is more than a Sofik? And by the way, you will agree with me, it's a Shvach Sofik, by the way. So the Tumf Vataru, a Machter, Sofik to Rashi, okay? It's a Shvach Sofik, what do you mean? The thing is, the guy checked. So the answer is that this is a mucker. I'm going to say three or four Makaris today. The answer is that this is a mucker. Say more than a Makaris. This is a, you know, like we, tomorrow we're going to tie together all the cases using the Torah as a way of tying together. La halacha l'maaseh. But this is a mucker. The Gemara itself, Rashi, it's possible that Rashi, because Rashi knows that all the Gemara are talking about B'dikas Hametz D'Rabbanan. Okay? Rashi knows that all the Gemara are talking about B'dikas Hametz D'Rabbanan. Probably because of the Gemara on top. Chomis the rice and mi amino. Alto b'digas chomis the rice. The rabbanon and the more pasta still gone. They're talking b'digas chomis the rabbanon. So what was the main rabbanon? What's the story? The answer is that regular suffix rabbanon l'kula we don't say over here. In this case, over here, because it disappeared and it's the rabbanon, they will make amino. We take on. I have an explanation. I can find myself an explanation. What happened? I say that the whole day ate it. Or somebody ate it. Because part of it disappeared and vanished. Okay. But the etzim, it's at the etzim state of the suffix that we learned of Tumat Takana. This is a right to Rashi. Tosfos. Our Lord says, we say suffix the bono lakula. What's that? Chandi Gabar. What's that? Chandi Gabar. Suffix the bono lakula. The Tosfos, you tell someone that what? How does this learn the Gabar? Tosfos, I'm Tosfos, I'm like the Agamas of the Rice of Gabar. Agamas talking about we didn't do better yet. And it's different because she doesn't going to build. So what do you do with Taisa? Taisa, hello, hold a lot of Sofik Rabbanon l'kula. And by the way, this is a very nice Sofik Rabbanon, right? The thing where they edit the gun. You check through the whole house. The answer is, says Taisa, come out of the Taisa. That's first of all the Hamadas Advar of Rashi and Taisa's because she doesn't. I once went for a washer, he tied a Dovin Noirim shot, which I believe is the MS of shot. He set up a remez, but I'm going to expand on it now. Let's put the Taisa inside of all of Badek Le'ashka, looked at their man of Rabbanon. Tame effect Tosis, what's the Tliya and Rabban Rabban? I feel the Rabban 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 Hashem gave B'dikas Chometz, it was enough community. You can't do a B'dik again. You did a B'dik already. That's the first kasha on Rashi. Vaiter. The Rashi Pirsha, feel the mayor, Amin, and Emer, Achwa, Chotir, the B'dikas Chometz, Ainu, Amid, Rabban, Vakasha. But we had your own cloak to the mayor, Rabban, the Gemara says, Machlekes, Amin, Rabban. Yishlemar, the mayor, Yishalei, Bittl. I told me there was no Bittl. The Chometz, the mayor, the Sagan, B'dik. You have to do a Bittl, keep the Ashkoch. You can't find it, but it's something about the Mosk, it's all about the Sagan, feel it. Stop right before Sagan, feel it, man. So what does he say? Taisa says, no, the Gemara is not talking about the Rabbanon. Must talking about the Raisa. What's the Gemara say like this? Later Rabbanon, you don't have to do Bittul again. Why not? Because the father then disappeared. That's what it's called. The mayor who's chayshish that is still around, you have to do a Bittul. So there's an afkamina between the mayor and the Rabbanon. Do you have to do a Bittul? Hat kan, Taisa says. End of Taisa is something which caused great heartache. The sagi, and it's enough to do a Bittul to the Ariel of the Sophic to the Raisa. Well, how can you get someone to Rabbanon show me? Taisa says, here's what says. But you should know it's enough to do a bittle. Why? Because the Rabbanon could be maker. I understand. He's apologizing for Frekta Masha, Frekta Masha, Frekta Biki Vager. He just said at the beginning of Tosis, that what? There's nothing to go check. So why does Tosis at the end of Tosis have to apologize if the Tosis made an Ukimpa and said, This song he's talking about, but was not Bittl. Because there's no purpose in doing another Bidika again. And then after being a Brahman, do I want to do, you have to do Bittl on it. Because if I like your Rabbanon, I hold that Vaday, the thing disappeared, it vanished. You have to do Bittl. For the same reason you're Torah, you don't have to do Bittl. But according to a mayor who holds that Rechosh is just around, you have to do Bittl. Finished. So you should have stopped it. But as I say, and once you did Bittl, you're okay. Because what will be next? You have to do Bidika. Just said before you can do Bidika. Zifrik the Mashal, Zifrik the Mashal, and each one says, Noi Bidika Dershik in the answer. Mashal says, Zach, which will keep Eger, screams and yells at. You saw the Mashal, I forgot to put on the Mamma Krimis. The Mashal says, Abshah, which is not to believe, Mashal says, the Tosis had Shrever, what are you going to gain by doing Bittl? Anyway, not going to be Yates at the Rabbon, because you can't do Bidika again. Zifrik the Mekiv Eger, what do you mean you'll pay anyway? But at least you'll be taking care of the rice, whoever does such a kash, Tin Hani says, Mekiv Eger over here. How could the Mashal learn Pshat and Tosis as well? What does it help to go to a Bittl? But anyway, not be Mekiv of Bidika the Rabbon, because you can't do Bidika again. Zifrik the Mashal, whatever Pshat, whatever kash is that? What do you mean you shouldn't do a Bittl? But you'll take care of the device. It won't be over by your own by Monse. So what did Tosis mean over here at the end? So once for a Bosher, he said, I'm worried to come shot. Tosis didn't mean to say, okay, so you did a Bittl, what about Bidika? He said on top. What Tosis meant to say was something else completely. What Tosis meant to say was that the only nafkamina of the mayors and Rabbanon Machlekes over here is the Gabi de Raisa, because the Gabi de Rabbanon is something that one of the cool, he didn't need to go to a Bidika. The Sagi means, and why did you go do a Bidika? That's not what he meant to say. What he meant to say is Sagi is that the whole agenda only makes sense if you're talking about Bittl, because then there's an Afkamina. Because if it's a Rabbanon, we say Bidika with the Rabbanon Shari, it's Mutter. What did he mean to say? He meant to say because there's something about the Kula. She just says what she tells it. That's what Tosis meant to say. It's very interesting. The Achorinim didn't read the Tosis like that. The Achorinim read the Tosis. What Tosis meant to say was, the discussion over here is the Raisa. And the question is, should you do Bittl or not? For Tosis, okay, and what's going to help me Bittl? What about Bidika? He just said, you can't do Bidika again. That's not what Tosis is coming to say. What Tosis was coming to explain was what I asked before. What are you telling you to remain the Rabbanon for? It's something Rabbanon the Kula. It says, Tosis, no, holding by the Raisa. He didn't mean to say that I have a practical shaila that even though you went ahead and did a Bittl, okay, so go do a Bidika. He said at the beginning of Tosis, you can't do a Bidika again. What Tosis meant about Varn was that the reason why I'm being making you know kipta that the Sukhi is talking about the rice of the Gabi Bittl is because the Gabi de Rabbanon, that is not enough Kamina. Because we say something about the Kula. That's how you learn. What? I can't hear. What did you say? What I'm answering is that Tosis over here did not mean a practical shaila of, okay, you did Bittl, what about the Bidika? That's how Tosis meant. I told the Mashal and the Mashal and Tosis. Yes, Tosis, he said on top, the Bidika doesn't help again. What Tosis meant to Bavon is that the reason why I'm making an Ukimta that it's talking about a Deraisa, because in a Derabonon it's not relevant, because we say it's something about a Makula. Tosis meant to say, my Kasha, what's the Gemara about? Yeah, no, who cares? Something about on the Kula. So I thought you were talking about a Deraisa, because otherwise, by Derabonon, it won't be. You mean to say, now that you did a Bittl, so go ahead and do a Bidika. That's not what Tosis meant to say. What Tosis meant to speak out was that the Sugi is talking about a Deraisa, because in the world of Derabonon, there's no Sugi, because Shari is Mutter anyway. Because he's asking on Rashi for something. Because it's all attacks on Rashi. But at the end of the day, his real Kasha is, when Tosis gets a Kasha and says, why are you calling it a Plukta, right? What he means to ask is not just the Lashon of the Gemara. What he means to say is, Nashayach HaMachlekes over here. That's what Amikor Rosh said. And when Tosis asked and said, according to you, that's talking about the Rabbanon, so what's the Lashon of Plukti? He means to say is that it's not possible a Plukta. Because the Mayor of the Rabbanon of Adar agreed by the Rabbanon that we say something about the Kula. She just says, she does say that by the Rabbanon we say something about the Kula. Is what Tosis meant to say is at the end of Tosis is that the whole Sugi over here can only be negated to the rice of this Bittl, because if it will be the Rabbanon, it will be Shari. That's what he meant to say. Sagi, not because I have a kasha, so go do a Bidika now. Sagi means because it's enough, because I don't care about the Rabbanon, because after Rabbanon, the Kula. That's a new Pshat in Tosis. Akoponim, that's Gemara number one of today. We have a Gemara over here, which said, I'm saying a big Lashit also over here, I want everyone to realize. We have a Gemara over here that said that a guy saw a mouse taken chametz. He went and searched the entire house, he couldn't find it. The Gemara still took the Machlid as a man, the Rabbanon. Thank you, Hakasha. On Rashi and on Tosis. On Rashi, I don't say in the Kasha. So we want the cool. The answer is for Kerat, Mokka to Rashi. We don't say something about the Kula, some of it. Thank you, Hakasha, on Tosis. Always say something about the cool. The answer is Tosis, she does it, so what did the rest? That's case number one. B'Tochat Dvarim is a very interesting, nudnik type of topic, but it's all like a Sushayman. Okay, so what do you do like Rashi? How many other one? So all the Gemara's are still. Do another Bedikah. The Gemara says Remei is Moedah. Correct? You don't have to. But if not for that, what would you have to do? What would you have to do? All the Gemara's are still Remei one. Do another Bedikah. Mitzvah Yidim. Do another one. So all the Gemara's are still one. We have to do another Bedikah. In fact, there's another Bedikah is not going to help. It says Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a very interesting Teretz. Okay, I asked you to see it. Rabbeinu Peretz is a fantastic Teretz to this Kasha. Avada the Nidin is another one. And the Shaila of the Gemara was, should I do another Bedikah? I want to do another Bedikah. Ready? I check. It says Marit Gazach. You'll check again, and you'll start to check in places that you were potter for checking. The Gemara says earlier that Chayrus El Yain about Tachtoinim, places which are out of reach, you don't have to check normally. You only have to check the normal places. And now that you went and checked all the normal places and you couldn't find it, now you have to go recheck it again, says Rabbeinu Peretz, and go check the places which are out of reach usually, which usually people don't put it. Like you have a wall, you have Chayrus El Yain, you have holes up in the wall. You have to go check there also. And that's what the Gemara meant to say. It's totally machlekes or meander abonin and bedikas chometz abonin. You have to go check now all the places that normally it's not makwish about these chometz. Slowly. The places which are out of reach. 1 second. Which are normally out of reach. 1 second. As they say, you're a prayer to Teretz Rashi. Now you're gonna have to go recheck. Frankly, Hakasha, I don't understand you. Hello, why did this guy check to begin with? Why did he do the first check? Because the mouse took it in, right? When a mouse takes in. The mouse can take it anywhere, right? So the chayra, when I do a normal checking, not for mice, about I only check the normal place, I don't check this far out. Up in the sky. Chayra is a yoinim first, tachtoinim, but over here, the reason why I'm doing a bedikas chometz is because the mouse took it, the mouse can take it anywhere. As they look the shilti gibarim in the back, over here on this gemara, he brings down a riaz, one of the rishayim, and riaz says that all these cases, you have to check all the places. The mouse doesn't know chachmas. There's a place in Rosh Hashanah where says that the mouse doesn't know. He only goes where there's normal chachmas. But the Riaz brings down before Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Gibor brings down if you have a shame to Riaz. And Avada, Avada, in all these cases, the whole block, when you're going to check because of an Achbor, you're not subject to the regular rules that you only check. Avada, Avada, you only check in a place. You check in all the places, but the mouse knows chachmas. He goes upstairs. He goes everywhere. He goes to every chor. He goes to every corner of the house. See, if you're checking because of this, then the regular rules don't apply. You have to check every place. Zezok to Riaz over here. The Rabbi Peretz obviously argued. Rabbi Peretz said that when you check the first time, you don't have to. The mouse goes everywhere. Maybe Yalta Bid, the mouse doesn't go everywhere. I don't know. He says, but now that you check once, now you'll have to go expand your checking. Interesting machlekes. There's Miri at the end of the Sugya. The Miri at the end of the Sugya says, I'm worried about Gazach. The Miri at the end of the Sugya, right at the end, before we move on to other things, Miri says over here, that Avada Avada, the mouse takes it all over. The mouse is not limited to Afka, the mainstream places. And Agam, that the mouse is not limited to mainstream places, you don't have to check all those places. You only have to check the mainstream places. So what the mice are. That means the Balta Takona of Adikas Chovitz was made for normal places. Agam, that the mouse came in, and there's a reason to believe that the mouse went all over, you don't have to check those places. Because that was the Tzura of the Takona of Adikas Chovitz, the Mavel de Gazach. That means the story over here of the last blot where the mouse went in is subject to the rules of regular bedikas chometz. Hagam the tachshash over here that's causing the bedikas chometz is a mouse, and a mouse doesn't have these limitations. So we have a Riaz who says check all over always. We have a Rabbeinu Peretz who says you don't check all over, only when you get desperate the second time. And the Miri says it's mashu, you never check all over, even though it could be that the achmor took it all over because it was subject to the regular rules. That's an interesting machlekes. Let's go to case number 2 now. All the bodak v'ashkach. What happens if I saw a mouse take in? I went to the house and I found a piece of pita, I found a piece of bread. So do I say that this is it, or this is a different piece of bread? Look to the Rebbe Yoshim, a little tiny soda should never bokeh, and nichas teka tomi, and nimta bokeh, and nichas teka tomi, shani ayin bekeh, and nichas teka tomi, and nichas teka tomi, and nichas teka tomi, and nichas teka tomi, and nichas teka tomi. Now here, I don't notice. Rashi over here doesn't say that we're moida. Did you notice? Rashi doesn't say anybody was moided to anybody. Rashi doesn't over here say that Rishon Gamliel was moided to Rebbe. What happened? I saw a mouse taken chametz. This Gemara is a Mavel de Gemara. I saw a mouse taken chametz, and I went and checked. I found chametz. I don't know if this is the chametz that was lost. You have to go check. I mean, I didn't check the whole house. You have to continue checking the whole house. If I take on this is it. So Rebbe says this is it. Rishon Gamliel says no. Go check the whole house. This is Shigam Wheels. A father is only a Suffolk. At best a Suffolk, correct? What do you mean? I saw the mouse. We're talking about house at the public, by the way. I saw the mouse came in. I checked by the way. I'm saying, where the Gazach? Why does Rashi say over here Suffolk or Bottle of the Court? Well, why did I show you say that we should go all the way to the derby? So could say it's laughed after, it's funny. I actually wasn't shy of the whole lot. Every time we wanted to say that the mighty he said, over here there's nothing. I'll tell you why. Because over here there's no reason to be Michael. And I'll go through all the cases with you. This is another Raya, Raya number 2 of today, Tishitas Rashi, that we don't see something of one of the Kulabah Chomets. This Raya, by the way, is probably the most powerful Raya of all. Because the previous case Rashi says it was worthy. Over here Rashi doesn't say you're worthy. Why not? I something of one of the Kulabah. I don't know. Shulman wasn't bad, this was not a bad, he found Chomets. Why wasn't Rashi? The answer is because he never says it was one of the Kulabah. Just what? In the other cases, we had a reason to be Mekel. I'll go through them. In the case we just learned, well, case number 5, there was a reason to be Mekel. Although the comments disappeared by initial level. So there's a reason to believe that the mouse ate it, okay? In case number 4 of Sophic Bia, we said Tiferay, why Rashi's murder, correct? Case number 3, Tiberecha to Chomets, we said Tiferay, Magra Mishnah, why Rashi's murder. Case number 2, we said Tiferay, or Rashi's murder, Talina, remember? Correct? Case number 1 of Machber. In case number 5, Rashi was Mekel because Amrino we take on day 8 because here we have information in front of us that said the Chomets disappeared. In case number 6, we go to Chomer. Is that Meredek? This is a marker to Shitas Rashi. The Marshal of the Tzuch, Machai Shringel Mil Rebbe. What do you mean? Shringel Mil Sephade, it's a Shvach of Sophic, by the way, I go. We talk about a house that's called it, by the way. Let's remind ourselves. I checked the house already, and I saw Chomets went in, and I went in and checked my dad, I found the Chomets. Shringel says, no, I'll check the whole house. That's a bad life, was that? What happened to something that won't look cooler? I went and checked the burn shop. There it is. Case number 6 is very interesting. I don't have anything to be tired of. There's no Talina of case 2. There's no Svar of case 3, which we said is Vaday, the health that didn't go in. We don't have the case of Sophic Bia because they're winning. We don't have the Talina of case 5 that it disappeared to edit. So I'm stuck with Bigosal Sophic Mitzkima. This is one of the central riots that she does Rashi, that we don't say something to one of the cooler. Rashi was bothered by thinking about saying Rabbi Yitzchak will live. There is bad to tell them. Places you're going to have to learn that all these Gemaras are the rice, the way it wasn't built. Like he does it in case number 5. The advertiser already made it, okay. Okay. Case 6 is fascinating. Hiniach Tess, Motza Yod. The guy left out 9 pieces of bread. He found 10. So what's the Kshashe, by the way? The Kshash is that, do I say that only one is missing, or do I say that there was a complete change? The first 9 went, and these are new 10. So it's more of a right of my Sashini. I think it's really the one, the Tanya, Yiniyach Mona, Umotza Masayim. The guy left over one of my Sashini in a box, and he finds 200. Chula my Sashini, Robin's ever said. We say that the my Sashini that you put there is still there, and came a new Chula. Chomer Hakol Chulin, and the Ma'aseh Sheni disappeared. By the way, I want to realize that I'm chapt. Hakol Chulin is a shocking kula. Hakol Chulin is a shocking kula. You don't have to take it to Shemayim, because we take on that the Ma'aseh Sheni went, disappeared. Because I put 1, now there's 2. Well, reverse case in the Echgura Motzatesha, I found 9. So again, what's my shayla? Did all 10 disappear, and these are a new 9, or only 1 disappeared? And the second time, Yiniach Masayim, what's a mana? Mana, munach, mana, what do we say? That I left 200 of Ma'aseh Sheni, Ma'aseh Sheni. Come on, Hakol Chulin, a complete turnover. The 2 went, and this is them. So there's a Kushi Atzum over here that all the Gedele Achmeri Demes, the Shah Melech speaks about in Hilchos Chometz Perek Beis. And this is also the ultimate Raya. I guess you see in the Likutei Rashi over here, in Beitz, the 2 Rashis. I want to point out something, that's something very, very strange in the story of Ma'aseh Sheni. Let's leave Chomets for a second, okay? What happened to Ma'aseh Sheni? What about case 1 and case 2? Case 1 of Ma'aseh Sheni was that I had a mona, $100 of Mois Ma'aseh Sheni. I come to the box, and I find this $200 there. So, Rebbe says, it's Ma'aseh Sheni plus. Yeah, I had Ma'aseh Sheni over here. Why should I say that it went? And Rabbanon say, no, it's Chulin now. Wait a minute, Chulin? It's for sure Chulin. You're talking about the rice over here. You're talking about Severin. It's a Suffolk, right? What, by the way, what's a Suffolk? Suffolk is. Maybe the reason why there's 2 is because somebody took one and bought 2. Say, it's a Vaday. Chulin? So Rashi over here in Beta said, there's an Umdana. Rashi means in a Babata Jumdana. Hakko Chulin says, Rashi, look in the bottom, boys. Oh, the verbal in Matsa, commercial in here. You didn't find it the way it is. Title on the Hakko, we got the Hakko. Lamer not told us to reach me from Hakko. Why? She ain't on the Meneach Mos Chulin Mos Ma'aseh Yachad. There's an Umdana that people don't put Chulin and Ma'aseh Sheni together. This undone is so powerful that it's mad to the core. Yeah, my son, okay? My son, she's in the back. My son, she's very good with the girl. My son, she has Kedusha. Right? Now you can't show the youth, my son, because Moise, Gavoya, Mom Gavoya. And the Rabbanim say, no, no, now there's two. The old one went, this is the new thing, Chulin. So of course, Rashi has to say an undone. Without an undone, how could it be Vadei Chulin? So it's Rashi's whole speech. There's an undone that people don't leave over my son, she's Chulin together. What's the reverse case? A guy left over two and found one. So secondly, Rashi says, it's my Sasheni. No, 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 no. Also Vadei Chulin. Why is it Vadei Chulin? Says Rashi, the Banner Rashi, another Umdunim. You never separate my Sasheni one from each other. If you have two my Sashenis, there's an Umdun that says they stay together. So Rashi says, and rightfully so, that the Pshat and the Rabbanon, why it's Chulin in case one where it was double and then it was one, excuse me, when it was one and then it was two, it's because and nobody puts Ma'aseh She'ni and Chulin together. In the reverse case, where there was two and then it was one, it's also Vadei Chulin, again, that there was two of Ma'aseh She'ni. They disappear. Why? Because nobody divides it, you don't separate it. So if he took the Ma'aseh She'ni, he took both. That's Ram Nuran. So it's an obvious question. The obvious question is, for calling the Lachranim, what in the world does that have to do with Thomas? I don't know you in the race. I think that Mohegas Rebbe Shingle Leal and Hilfus Omdin is. The argument Hilfus Omdin is whether, yeah, no, cool, it's nice, the psychology of Eden. They separate the whole, they take it to Shalayim, they don't put it in one box, still very nice, it's wonderful, it's very good for the 9 days. Shalayim, Rakwetish, Mesa Shani, Onion is later, Akademia, Shalayim, Shalayim, but very nice, Lashaykh is the Thomas. What in the world does that have to do with 10 and 9? They replaced it, sophisticated Achborim, take all 9 and bring 10, it's all very nice, and Lashaykh is the Omdin is. I don't tell lots of them. This is the Sharmel for a very long bishop shot, and I want to use this long bishop shot as a platform for the big raid that's coming afterwards. This is the Sharmel of the shot, which is, I believe, is the only shot you can say over a shot like this. First of all, this is a strange thing. Rashi says that when you have one of Ma'aseh She'ni and then you have two, so the Rabbanan say it's cool to hold them because of an umdana, the people don't put them in together. That's one umdana. Then we have a fakarat umdana, when you have two and then you have one. We say people don't divide it, so it's two different umdana. That means it comes out that Rabbi Yoshim Yomdil have two machlekes. First of all, in general, we don't like Tanaim to argue about umdanas. I call him a psychologist, what are you arguing about it? Because, by the way, there's two problems with saying they argue about an umdana. One is that what the mice they argue about the umdana is, call them the multidisciplinary zoologists, anthropologists, psychologists, and social workers. I'll tell you whether people do this or not. And the second thing is, I always say, how can they argue about an umdana, loyal and void? Things change. I don't say that's the way it is forever. How weird is that? I've had the Tatum of Lakers, and the Birat Rome is like this. What we did then, I have an interesting shadow. A guy has Ma'aseh She'ni in a box. I'm going to say it's obvious, but a guy has Ma'aseh She'ni in a box. He comes back a week later. Should he be choishish that it's not Ma'aseh She'ni? What does that mean? Does he have to make a suffix? What does that mean? And I say, he left it. Maybe it's Chulin, maybe they took it back. I said, we have crazy chashas over here. There was two and they went and one came back and one took it, two came back. So that's not the guy. I mean, that's the question. Every guy's Ma'aseh She'ni in a box. He comes back a week later. It's a Safek Chulin. It's not Vadei Chulin, but it's Safek Chulin. Why not, by the way? Maybe he'll switch. The Teretz is, that's another poshut. That you have to have a Siba for the Safek, that a change took place. That's a double caution. That it's a no-brainer that if a guy had Ma'aseh She'ni in a box, right, and then he comes back a week later, nobody's going to come along and say, fool it, no, maybe, just a cop. It's about that it has to be a chalei sofik. Is the fact that there was a change a reason to be mistopic? Machlekes Rebbe Shimon Leal is not a machlekes about umdanas, it's not a machlekes about two umdanas. They argue whether or not there's a sibah to mistopic over here. The pashtus is not, by the way. The pashtus is, there was 10, now there's 9. Okay, so one disappeared. Fakir, there's 9, now there's 10, so one came. Hasepus a whole mapetra. His teretz is here. We're going to machlekes. If is there a reason to be mistapik? Rebbe holds that there's no reason to make a suffix. Excuse me, other Rebbe. Yeah, Rebbe holds there's no reason to make a suffix. No reason. So nothing happened. Look correctly. There's 10. There's 9. There's 9. There's 2. There's 1. Nothing happened. Everything's the way it is. For example, there was 1 Ma'aseh She'ni till now, and now there's 2. So it's fine. There were 2 Ma'aseh She'ni and now there's 1. So it's Ma'aseh She'ni. Hasepus. I don't class like this. The situation is not a secret for a suffix. I want to argue. Now watch what happens. So I want to say there's a suffix. Okay. That's what I'm going to say now. A suffix, yeah. Vadei Chulin. To go be maker all the way. That's where the umdana kicks in. So the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan and Moreh Rabbeinu say it's not about the Umnas. Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan is there a Sofek Yevachal? If there's no Sofek over here, then I don't start to declare Umnas, what happened and how the guy changed it. I don't have to explain the change. The change is possible. Whatever happened, it is the way it is. The status quo stays. Rebbe holds that this Zach, according to the Dar Shaini, this Zach is a pure for what happened over here. It wasn't wrong. There was a change that happened. Something happened. What happened? And that kicks in all types of Umnas. That when there's one, we say that he didn't bring a second one, vice versa. And when there's two, we don't say that people separated. But that's only if I say that the matzav is a matzav that creates a suffix. If I say that there's a suffix over here, the omen is kicking and the omen is a machwiya. But if I say that, so machwiya is very similar to that, whether the omen is true or not. Machwiya is there a suffix. Now if I say that there's a suffix and there's a reason to believe there was a change, kicks in the omen and says that there was no change. That's right. Who? Theoretically.
So
he has something here
that's a strong
talent.
If
I was happy,
we're
running
well away.
Is that something? No, because there's no suffix over here, by the way. I have no reason to declare a suffix over here. No, Louis, it's all. I have a suffix. Then I'll go in and check what's the psychology of such a Zach. I don't have a reason to declare stakes, by the way, which is the pastor's argument. In my eyes, I'm not going to be the pastor, which is real. But again, the Umdin is valid only after the Zach, right? That there's a suffix of what happened over here, so then the Umdin kicks in, okay? After the Zach, I don't declare stakes with all over here. Same suffix on the God's mind. I'm not finished yet at all. If he says, Dr. Sharmelach, let's go fight it, we're not finished yet. Dr. Sharmelach, that was the machlekes to get to the Dikas Thomas. This is a strange thing. The rise of machlekes over there, they got me how people fear stuff with Maizah Sheni and then Mitamol, the Gemara tells us the Dikas Thomas. The rest is machlekes and machlekes. Machlekes Rebbe Shimon Leal is, do I clear stakes in such a case? So a guy put down test, he finds yours. The guy puts down yours, he finds yours. Do I machal clear stakes? Do I say what happened? That's machlekes. Machlekes is, do I clear a sophic? Rebbe Shimon Leal, I don't clear stakes. I know exactly what happened. It was you, it was you, Tess, one's missing, go find them. Tess, you. So there's another one here, you don't have to go look for another night. What does Rebbe say? There's a suffix. Frank is a kasha, okay. So now you stole the two that there's a suffix. And then we hit the kasha again. So I'm saying it's over Nifl. So what did they find in Machlokes Rebbe Shimon Leal by Maaseh Sheni? What did they find there? They found it. Is it a suffix or not? Now I'm going to ask the kasha again. You found that there's a suffix? What happened to suffix of Al Nakula? Because here, though, you don't have the umdana. Here, the umdana doesn't kick in. So, what do we take from there? We can take from there the psak of chulin. That's what Niflum wrote in the Sharmel's heart. I don't take from there the din that it's chulin. You can't take it's chulin. First of all, I'm missing over there. How can it be chulin? The answer is because there's an umdana that says that it's chulin. But that umdana doesn't apply over here. The umdana, it's an umdana by chulin. I'm saying, if I saw this bukhal to come, the answer is not going to apply to come. So, what did we take from there? We took from there a completely different shayla. We took from there a lomdish shayla where the mazat seer is enough to go shafa suffik. Fekir Hakash, okay. Fekir Rashi, okay, so you have a suffix now. Now what do you do? What's Tupin? How do we deal with such a thing? Is it Teretz? I suffix a bundle of Kula. And by the way, this is a real suffix, Akav. Tasty to go say that another nine disappears. The suffix! Kula, Epsha. There's a question mark over here. Say suffix a bundle of Kula. The answer is no, we don't say suffix a bundle of Kula, but Rikos Homet doesn't fall away. By the way, over here Rashi doesn't say something wrong with Kula way that you noticed. What does Rashi say at the bottom of Rashi? Kula Rabbanon, so Chachazer, Achre Kula, Shein Kan, Echad, Minari Shainu. Because there's nothing to be told then. I'm worried that this case also, you noticed? When Rashi wants to say that the Rabbanon are Maida, he's under the Maida. Over here, there's nothing to be Maida to. Why? Because in case two, there was what to be Maida because of Talina, this new fancy Talina. Remember that this went there and that went there? In case three, we had the Sword of Agamemnon that says that since it's a house that Vadi doesn't have, so you can't go paskin. In case three, we had a case of what? Case four, excuse me. Suffolk all, Suffolk beer, big grade, different type of Suffolk. Case five, we had the plea. There's a plea over there, Arminan, which is a stacker reason to make a plea, because I'll tell you. Case five, and Achanarian, case six, not. So this case, this is already case seven, I'll show you. This is already case seven. In this case, we go home. Rashi says, what happened? Because all we talk for, the timing is that Rashi had a muck. I mean, watch what happened now. The minute that Rashi learned that all these cases, I mean, there's a pshat word and there's a lomdish word over here. The pshat word is that Rashi learned that all these cases are all the Gavi B'dika Darabonim. By the way, again, I'm repeating, why you not like that? Probably because of the topic of moral thing. Moral says, don't matter. Rashi learned that that's a statement, that's a mission statement for the whole lot. The minute we learned that we're talking about Deva Samudra Bhavanam, Rashi didn't understand. So case one, he didn't understand. He didn't understand case six. He didn't understand case seven. What do you want? Zavgavan on the Kula, Vavvasa the Gavaran. Is Rashi built from these cases? Rashi built from these cases? To be like the one point out. Six and seven are Raya's Rashi. Five is not, because five had a Kash. Rashi had then said to go to the Kula because they're Machatiyah. I'm explaining why it's a Shitasa, they're Machatiyah. But six and seven are Raya's to Rashi Shita. You can tell me one is also correct. But one was a Kash. In six and seven, Rashi has a Forsh. In case six and seven, Rashi had a kasha. What's up with the case seven? You're telling me that I have to go check. Why? It's not more than a suffix. Maybe it was a change. And that's more than that. Like Jean Melch says, does learn the Chareis from my situation. Why? All I took out of my situation. I'm not taking out of my situation. The din of Vadei Pulim. I'm taking out of my situation. The din. It's a suffix. I can't take out of my situation. Rashi Beitza says it's an omnera. Which, by the way, Rashi had to say, because I can't make a Pulim Vadei. So what are you taking out of the suffix? This is Argum Alakula. So Rashi had a raya to the Yisrael of the Magen Mishnah, not like Tosis. That in all these cases, we don't say we say something about Malakula, even though we're not talking about the house. Case six was the same raya. What's the case of all the Bodak Vashkach? What's Machlekas? What's Adul Mandarabi? Zabazach. Zabazach. Rashi had a raya to the Yisrael that in all these cases we don't say something about Malakula. And the Mela, when he came to the first case of Kavua, but Tosis yelled and said something about Malakula. Rashi understood it. There's one more case which we'll finish off tomorrow. And then we're going to see how the Torah learned. The Torah is not halacha. We have mega machlekes over here, Rashi and Tosis over here. How to learn all these cases. Tomorrow we're going to learn inside, be you and Rav, the whole Torah, all the cases, how he brings them down, one after the other, mitzvah, shem, 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 shem,